And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry's back next week on the show. I'm Joe Galewski. We still have a couple more medical stories of the week to finish up here on this in this hour. And then Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip for the week will end this hour as well. ED, the dreaded ED, Dr. Mike, is tied to a something that men use. What is that?
It's opiates, that is, narcotics that are used to relieve pain, has a very high preponderance of people developing erectile dysfunction while they're using it and when they're using it. Short-term use, they get rid of the ED, no problem. Long-term use, not so sure they ever get rid of the ED. So the message is, if you need narcotics, only use them for a short term. You have to stay with them for a long term. It's not good for your enjoyment of sex. At least that was what this study said.
Here's the headline on the next medical story. And it's combined supplements. Yes or no? Any better for cholesterol, combined supplements?
Well, this was a very interesting one. This is looking at over-the-counter supplements. And a lot of people go off of statin to red yeast rice. And it was saying, can they get a better effect using, in fact, not only red yeast rice, but going with a phytosterol as well? And the answer is there was no difference between the phytosterol or placebo group compared to red yeast rice alone. That is, when you had red yeast rice, 1,800 milligrams, so that's an awful lot. If you have that, whether you take phytosterol or not, doesn't matter. The red yeast rice, which is a statin. Red yeast rice is actually one of the older statins. I think it's Privastatin. So, in fact, I would tell people you're only getting a statin if you're getting red yeast rice, and it's an expensive version of a statin. So you might want to talk to your physician about going to a drug like Lipitor or Atorvastatin, which is more effective. It's potent because not only does it lower your cholesterol, it also decreases inflammation, as we talked about before. And obviously, the people who are on diet and exercise plus either red yeast rice or statin have the lowest risk of cardiovascular disease and of some other things such as memory dysfunction.
Now, when you're keeping a check on your cholesterol, you're keeping a check on your high blood pressure, obviously, both should be in check. Is there one more important to make sure that it's right than the other? Is it more so blood pressure than cholesterol?
Well, if you've got an average cholesterol or an average blood pressure, getting a high blood pressure compared to that or a high cholesterol compared to that, blood pressure is much more important. But if you have, but both are important. I don't want to minimize that. Blood pressure is about four times more important to have normal than is your cholesterol. And the blood pressure normality, of course, is 115 over 75. The cholesterol you want is a LDL under 120, or if there's a high risk of cardiovascular disease in your family, a cholesterol under 100.
All right, 120 over 75. Anger, not a good thing, probably.
115 over 75.
I thought it was 115. You mentioned 120 over 75. It's 115 over 75.
No, I meant to say 115 over 75.
Yeah, right.
I said 120. I apologize.
Okay, 115 over 75. Heart attack risk and anger, what's the connection?
Well, when you're angry, you cause acute inflammatory changes, which ruptures plaques, so you're much more likely to have an acute heart event. So one of the things you should make sure is that if you decide to get angry, you have at least exercised and taken your statin, etc. This was looking at people who had, if you will, 4 days of having a mild heart attack. They were asked about a range of events, their diet, lifestyle, exercise, and medications. And more than, I think, about a third of them, 1,400 of them out of the 3,800, had an episode of anger within 2 hours. That's because anger causes that acute plaque rupture. So don't fight with your wife unless you're in very good shape. taking your statin and your aspirin, and have made sure you're in otherwise
insurance is paid up.
Shape.
your insurance is paid up. All the premiums are paid up until
Don't go to those restaurants that serve you French fries before if you're going to get angry.
Yeah, let's do this one more story, then your real age tip of the week for the hour. Exercise.
And in fact, that's a key point, Joe. That's a key point. The regular exercisers,
yep,
those people who did the routine exercise, were not affected by anger.
Okay. Exercise in middle-aged men. It's good for middle-aged men in what way?
Well, this is a big study. 17,000 men, Cooper Center study. Those who were most fit had a decreased lung cancer rate, even when they smoked, compared to the non-fit, of 68%. And of colorectal cancer was decreased about 40%. So that decreased both. And in addition, although it didn't decrease the risk of prostate cancer, it dramatically improved their long-term survival of all three cancers, including prostate cancer, after they had it. So the message is exercise takes care of anger, takes care and decreases your risk of cancer dramatically. 68% decrease with lung cancer, 40% decrease with colorectal cancer, and dramatically increased your survival from all three if you're already fit.
All right, time for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
And this is easy and inexpensive stress relief tips. If you're looking for an easy way to de-stress, a hug or two might just do the trick. So another reason not to have anger with your spouse. Like a snuggle for your insides, hugs are linked to warm, fuzzy feelings. Even better, those good feelings translate to a lower heart rate, lower blood pressure, and dampen your overall response to stress before and after difficult times. So in a world where so many things send stress levels soaring, we can't help it. We will get exposed to stress. It's a good idea to find a few easy and effective stress relief tips. A study of premenopausal women revealed those who received the most hugs and massages from their significant others had the highest level of oxytocin, a hormone and brain chemical linked to happy feelings and security. Even better, to a lower heart rate, lower blood pressure, and lower effect of that stress. Another good thing about oxytocin, that it keeps your blood pressure in check when you're stressing about an upcoming event or trying to recover from a nerve-wracking experience. Seeing as oxytocin somehow puts the brakes on a bunch of nervous system things that ramp up your response and your body's aging from stress. So the real age benefit, make sure you hug often. It can reduce your age. It can make you, in fact, 8 years younger. So, Joe, keep hugging.
Oh, I will, Dr. Mike. Thank you very much. Well, thank you for listening in this show today, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Have a question for Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com. He'll get you an answer, or if you miss a segment, an interview, an author, a guest, radiomd.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.